2 of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We continue with your calls about what you want. And then, Mark, you're going to tell us about another poor, poor man that's been arrested for possessing contraband. We'll explain what kind of contraband here in a moment. But first, we go to your phone calls and talk to Cynthia on the line in New Hampshire on the AMP line. Hello, Cynthia.
Hi there.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, about a week ago, I received my motor vehicle renewal application.
Hmm.
And I thought, this is ridiculous, you know. So I thought, I want to call FTL and see if they've ever mailed a letter asking to itemize, specifically in the budget, what this goes towards, or if it's just a general fund. And, you know, in using that logic, you know, the progressive nature of those fees, you know, some with a brand new car, which shouldn't break down, which should be very safe, you know, some of these people are paying $900,
wow.
You know, to the town or the city. I have an old junker Jeep, so, you know, my mm-hmm. share is quite small, but you know, it's just an excuse, and to do it year after year. So, and then I heard your proposal about getting, you know, 10 people within the Keene area, you know, to sort of not pay their registration. And you know that there's a lot of people who don't do it already.
I didn't know that. No, I didn't know that. When you say a lot of people, what do you mean?
Well, I mean, they just sort of let it go. You know, they're just not interested in getting it inspected because it won't pass, mm-hmm. hence they don't get their registration.
Right.
Obviously, they're probably not using the tolls because they sort of hang out around the 12th of every month, you know, to make sure you've got that fancy, appropriately colored sticker on your license plate. So, you know, I mean, I'll do it this year. I could care less. But, I mean, is it something that we should sort of tout that we're doing?
Are you ready? I mean, before we get into that, are you ready to have your car stolen from you?
If they want it, I'd be surprised. I mean, I'm a pretty prominent businesswoman here. And
are you? Okay.
You know, I've been convinced to run for Ward 1 Council, and the
thanks
reason
for
I'm not
that.
Doing it is because it's kind of boring.
Yeah,
going to the meetings every
it
week.
Is, it's really bad.
It depends. I mean, it's, you know, I have a little girl, so you balance. But, I mean, I think for the most part, if someone pulls you over, if I get pulled over, I don't know if they can just pull you over for that probably, but they generally will give you a warning. You know, you need to go do this and pay your fine.
Yeah, it's probably true. When David, one of the activists here in the Keene area, was pulled over for not having an active registration, he was given a summons. So
yep.
They said, okay, well, you need to show up in this court at this time, and they let him drive away from that. So I don't know if they treat that. Maybe they don't treat that as severely as they treat somebody that doesn't have a driver's license. I don't really know, and we don't have a New Hampshire law enforcement officer with us to consult with at the moment, though they do listen to the show. So who
yeah.
knows, maybe they'll call in with some input. But, yeah, I think the idea of doing it publicly is valuable, because then you're letting it be known why it is you're doing it. Then it's not like you're just some deadbeat that forgot to pay or won't pay. It's you're an activist who's not paying
right.
for a very specific reason, and that's because you don't feel it's right that the state is essentially extracting money from you for no reason beyond the fact that they can get away with it on a yearly basis. And you live over, what, the Seacoast area?
Yeah, in Dover.
So I'm sure there are free staters out there and other liberty-loving activists that would help you out. I'm sure there are some that are living over there that, for instance, I know some hang out in our chat room, actually, the AMP-only chat room, that, you know, might have kind of an affinity for the kind of activism we're doing over in Keene, but didn't feel like there was anybody else maybe over in that region that was interested.
Yeah.
So maybe you might want to reach out to the other activists in the area and see how they feel about that. Because if you're surrounded by a bunch of activists that only want to do politics, then you really aren't going to be able probably to count on them for any assistance.
They're going to be disgusted that you're doing what you're doing
in
a lot of cases.
They'll accuse you of poisoning the well. They'll accuse you of, you know, causing them problems. They'll say that, you know, you're hurting them.
You're ruining it for everybody.
Right. So you have to be prepared for that kind of a response over in that area. So I would suggest that what you do is go to nhfree.com. You can go to the forums in there if you haven't yet registered there. Get registered and post your intentions and see if you can round up some other participants in your area, because it's much better to go at this when you know that you've got a backup rather than going it alone. I mean, certainly some of the Keene people would probably make the trip out there, but you're talking about across the state, and you're going to get less of a response as far as backup than you would if you were here in the Keene area. So really, it'd be good to contact the local activists first and kind of feel things out with them before you make this the ultimate decision. That's what I would recommend, at least. How do you feel about it?
Well, I guess my main sort of interest in this is sort of may lie along with sort of what you're doing with your situation, is just first sending a letter to them saying, can you please itemize this in the budget?
Mm-hmm.
You know, how exactly is this spent?
Well, they'll write you back probably. If they write you back, they'll just say, well, that's not my responsibility.
Goes to the general fund.
You can come down here and get a copy of the budget any old day of the week. Come on down.
Right.
And the budget is, in Keene, which I don't know what your town's like, but in Keene, this book is, it's got to be 400 pages long. It's bigger than the phone book in Keene.
Yeah, it is.
And it's so full of numbers and just gobbledygook that there's no way you can understand what it says. I think that the total budget number was on page 42.
Right.
You'd think that they would put that right in front or right in back.
Well, it would take the bureaucrats themselves a significant amount of time to figure out what the budget says, and they're not going to want to invest that kind of time. So I doubt you'll get a response, but it's a good thing that what you're doing there is to write them to show that you are interested in getting this information. They're going to stonewall you, and then you can show people that you're being stonewalled and all that.
Build a case and whatever.
Yeah. So there you go.
Good.
Hey, Cynthia, will you do us a favor and keep checking in with us and let us know what's going on with that situation?
I will.
And Mark is beckoning me to invite you to the Shrine of Female Listeners, Cynthia, as part of the Shrine.
We'd
love to
I
have
will.
Your pictures.
I'll put on a teeny tiny shirt or something like
Excellent.
that.
Excellent.
You can do whatever feels right to you. Thank you, Cynthia, for the call, and good luck, okay?
Thanks. Good
Thanks.
Night.
Bye-bye. 800-259-9231. I imagine there are free staters out that way that would be willing to help Cynthia out with this situation.
I think so.
So, but good to feel them out first to know what it is you're getting into, because it's kind of the, here in the New Hampshire, the Free State Project, these liberty-loving activists have moved here, and there's kind of a geographical division between them, in that the people that live more to the central region of the state tend to be a little bit more politically active than those who have moved out to the Keene area, more of a non-cooperative, civilly disobedient crowd out here. Not to say there aren't people that are involved in politics out here. I know that the former president of the Free State Project is living out here. So, you know, there's a mix, generally, which is why I say it's worth it to ask around.
It does seem to be a bit of a divide, though.
But it is worth it to ask around, because I know for a fact there are, you know, more free market-friendly people
in
the East Coast,
too. And I think that there's also the Keene area and the Grafton area would fall into the same sort of, you know, ideas there. Grafton has had a lot of luck.
And there's politics going on in Grafton, though, too.
Yeah, they're getting. You know, I like what I see in Grafton.
All right, 800-259-9231. We've actually got a related email here, and then we'll get to the contraband story that you've got. But first, let's talk to Jeremy in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Jeremy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey guys, good
Hello.
To talk to you again.
What's on your mind?
Hey, I kind of think y'all are weak on a few points.
Okay, let us know.
Well, like, you know, when comes the time that you gotta, you know, strike back, do you wait on them to hit you first, or do you strike back first?
Well, you can't strike back first.
I think this is, that's true. I guess you can't strike back first. I think this is one of the problems that, say, the United States may have made in Iraq, that that one can look at some facts, decide that we're threatened, and you're not. So I really do believe that there has to be some kind of initiation of force before one can strike back.
Well, that's the way we're doing things here in Keene. We are living life as free people, and over time, more of us will live more free. And if the government people want to harass us for it, if they want to arrest us or steal our property from us, then we will turn up the heat back on them in response. And when I say turn up the heat, I don't mean get violent. I just simply mean that we will bring more attention to the issues. We'll talk about it more.
Violence works.
We'll talk about it more on our radio and TV shows and in our newspapers. And that'll, of course, just encourage more people to come here and get active. Thanks, Jeremy. More coming up. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
If this is your paycheck and this is your debt, What are your options? File bankruptcy and tread water the next 7 years? Or make a call for Care One Credit Counseling Services and start getting out of debt today. A Care One Credit Counseling Agency can help you get immediate relief from stress caused by debt, and you'll have one lower monthly payment instead of the pile you have right now. Call a Care One agent today, and you can start saving hundreds of dollars in fees and interest payments. Care One agencies have helped over 4 million people get out of debt, and they can help you too. Call 800-952-9224, 800-952-9224, and find out how you can lower your monthly payments up to 57%. One 15-minute phone call can change your life. Call 800-952-9224. 800-952-9224.
Provider and licensing details are available.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? TebowTech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, TebowTech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The TebowTech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of TebowTech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're totally free. So enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. The features include the wiki. You can get interactive with over 1,700 pages created by listeners just like you. You can go and edit virtually anything you see. It's like the listener editable version of our website. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com and see what it's all about. That's wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. freetalklive.org. And we've been talking about the Free State Project here the last few segments of the program, and how a lot of people are getting pretty excited about being activists where they are, which I think is great. And I'm sure that listening to Free Talk Live is helping encourage that. But at the same time, I also don't want to hear stories about my listeners being put into jail cells with nobody else around to help them out in any way, shape, or form. And I feel like if you go this alone, if you try to become a non-cooperative, peaceful, non-cooperative activist where you are, which happens to be the brand that's most exciting to me, certainly there are people doing political things, but if that's the way you go, it could result in some jail time, man. In the case of Cynthia, who called a few moments ago, she's in New Hampshire, so she's, I think, a lot better off than most people. But folks around the rest of the country, man, if you don't have a group of good people backing you up, I say lay low, stay under the radar, get to New Hampshire, and then get active in that way.
Sam from the Obscure Truth Network, I saw his video today on the railroading that he was receiving from the Texas court system.
Did you get like an advance copy or something like that?
Well, I guess I'm on the ends.
Yeah, you are. Okay.
but he
should be out within a few days publicly, by the way.
His chances.
Yeah.
I did not like his chances dealing with that judge there. It didn't look good.
Yeah, I was surprised. I'm surprised he has not yet been thrown in the clink. Sam's been having some amazing success so far going it alone. So I guess Sam's example is proof that that you can do it alone, but man, I wouldn't. That's just how I am. If you want to go for it, then we sure would love to hear your story. In fact, another email come in here, or a related email from Ryan, and then we'll get to your story about the contraband, Mark. Ryan says, I live in Wisconsin and attended Porkfest 2008, had a great time. So that event sort of freed me in my own mind, and any semblance of respect or even consideration that I had for so-called authority is now gone. This being said, I recently purchased a motorcycle since they get much better gas mileage than cars, and I don't mind the bugs in my teeth anyway. I'm giving serious consideration to simply not registering. I've looked up the law in Wisconsin, and it says the fine is to be no more than $200 for failing to register. It will cost me approximately $200 to get it all registered, get the license, etc. So my train of thought is that I have two choices. Number one, pay all the fees and get it registered and have a 100% chance of having to pay $200. Or number two, not pay all the fees and just simply ride my motorcycle that I legally own and have a slim chance of having to pay $200 in fines when I get pulled over. He says, I'm all for civil disobedience, but another part of me says just to simply wait to do civil disobedience until I get to New Hampshire early next year. The way the courts are here and without a fellow activist base, I would be sure to get railroaded through and lose my license. Not that it bothers me as much as I've lost my license before. It doesn't change anything. I still have to get to work, and I don't care if it's legal for me to do so or not. So I'm really on the fence about this. Understanding the caveat that you're not lawyers and can't be held responsible for legal advice you give, I'd still like to hear what you and your listeners have to say. Mark, what would you say to Ryan?
I'd say stick with the registration until you get here. For one thing, if you're going to do the registration situation, it's best if you come to New Hampshire and then try to do it. At that point, your license has been suspended. Now, nobody cares why your license was suspended in Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. Here, they only care that your license has been suspended. Now, not only are you driving without a registration, you're driving on a suspended license.
Mm.
So, sort of from the news angle, the PR angle, you're a bad guy.
That's a good point. And he's already said he's planning to come to New Hampshire as soon as early next year. I mean, that's not far. I mean, that's not long from now. It's the middle of July. The year is half over at this point. 2009 will be here before you know it. I mean, at this point, what I would do if I were in Ryan's shoes is I'd be planning the move. You know, I'd be really looking into where I'm going to go.
That's your civil disobedience there.
What's that?
That's your civil disobedience is planning the move.
How's that civilly disobedient?
You think the government wants you to wants 20,000 liberty-loving individuals to move to one state?
That was an interesting viewpoint, I guess. Okay. Well, anyway, you've got to plan the move, so you might as well get all that stuff ironed out and figure out exactly what you're going to do. Start selling off some of your crap. You know, it's usually when you're moving, it's always a good time to simplify and, you know, whittle down the amount of stuff that you're going to bring from point A to point B. And get all that stuff ironed out and taken care of. Go ahead and pay the registration fee for Wisconsin, because not only for the reasons you mentioned, Mark, because it'll look bad when you get here, but it'll also give you a buffer zone. So when you move to New Hampshire, if you've got that fresh Wisconsin registration, then that'll last through, you know, whenever it was you registered. So let's say you register this month or coming up in August or whatever. You'd be good to go as far as the New Hampshire goons won't go after you if they think that your Wisconsin registration is valid. So that gives you kind of a little buffer zone when you get here to New Hampshire to where you can get your stuff in order, you know, get the rent paid and kind of get things organized and get settled in before you go off on the, you know, out into the world of civil disobedience. So that's the safest way to go about things. And then by that time, you'll have made some friends here in New Hampshire. You'll have inserted yourself into the networks of activism here. And then you can take those steps out into that realm. And at that point, you'll have those people that are going to be backing you up, as we were talking about earlier. Whereas, again, if you do it now, you're taking a risk. And for what? What's the potential reward?
Well, what's the potential reward for doing it at all?
Total freedom.
Okay, yeah. It's just going to bring their system down around their ears.
If enough people do it, Mark, their system will come down. I mean, that much is true.
I guess you're right. I'm interested to see all this in action.
800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Contraband is in the news. Not the usual type, though.
Well, it's kind of usual for this time of year.
Yeah, that's true.
This is a fireworks story that we didn't manage to squeeze in, but it's really good, and we should talk about it.
All right, let's do it.
Okay. So, a Katy teen, Stefan Jenheimer.
Texas?
Yes. Had just bought $50 worth of Roman candles and fireworks Monday afternoon, and he was headed home to set them off in his front yard when he spotted flashing lights in his rearview mirror, and that's always a good feeling, isn't it, folks?
Oh, boy.
I don't think anybody likes those flashing lights. Even cops, if they get pulled over, they don't like it. An arson officer, did you hear that?
An arson officer. Wow.
With the Houston Fire Marshal's Office told the 17-year-old that he'd violated the law by driving through an annexed area of Houston with fireworks in his trunk.
So he knew the kid had fireworks?
Well, he was probably
staking out the store
in the area that wasn't annexed.
Mm-hmm.
Get this. It's the strangest thing. Jenheimer was baffled. Fireworks are illegal in the city of Houston, but legal in Harris County. He'd bought his fireworks legally at a stand in unincorporated Harris County and was planning to take them to his house in Katy, a few miles away, where he could legally use them. But Jenheimer's direct route from the Walmart in the 1300 block of Fry Road to his house at the Morning Creek Drive passed through a small stretch of Fry Road that's been annexed by the city of Houston, so the officer ticketed him.
We'll come back with more here. I thought he did more than ticket him. I thought he arrested him. Did not arrest him?
A ticket's an arrest. No, it's a ticket.
Oh, okay. More coming up here. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. This is Free Talk Live.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com. Or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky, it's Nonex Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach. Let's go look.
I'm Nonex Man, and your toenails need Nonex Nail Gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see them.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Nonex Nail Gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic in sandals.
Oh, I will, Nonex Man.
Great. Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails.
Don't let Nonex Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Nonex Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Long's, Meyer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Philo, and Rite Aid.
Attention GCN listeners, would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
Once, America was led by real politicians. Now politicians in the U.S., city, county, state, and federal, are owned and controlled by corporations. We have corporate representatives instead of politicians. Criminal corporate manipulation has caused grain prices to soar to the highest levels in history. Shortages of rice, corn, and wheat now exist in most countries. Natural disasters have put millions worldwide at risk of starvation. Food riots and bread lines occur daily in 30 nations, and not only is that list growing, but it's headed this way. Survival Enterprises are master distributors of the highest quality long-term storage food. Mountain House freeze-dried foods, canned beef, chicken, turkey, butter, bacon, spices, cheese, fruit, and more. We have tons of food in stock now. Call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us, where you'll find what you'll need to keep you and your loved ones secure. And remember, those without food will be servants of those with the food. Call now.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
It's 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features on the site we give away. So enjoy those on us. And those features include the archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, just go and download it right there from the front page of the website, totally free, all for your convenience. We give it away. So enjoy it. freetalklive.com. And if you'd like to help support Free Talk Live, we would like to ask you to go shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. Whatever it is you're buying, it can be something in one of their 41 categories, including used items. So the selection is tremendous. Probably carry what it is you're looking to buy. The brands you trust, free Super Saver shipping on a whole lot of items. Go and get your shopping done at amazon.freetalklive.com and feel good because you're helping Free Talk Live and getting the stuff that you need. We're talking about another fireworks situation where a young man in his teenage years had gone to purchase some fireworks at a local store down in the Houston area of Texas, but not actually in Houston, or at least the store wasn't in Houston,
right.
Whatever the... And, of course, we're talking about the political designation of a plot of land known as Houston. Apparently, this particular political designation juts out. There's some sort of annexed area,
yes.
Which means that means they added it to themselves, right?
Right. It's relatively recently added to the town of the city of Houston from unincorporated Harris County.
So when the young man was driving through this little slice,
right. He was on the same stretch of road. He went from Harris County to Houston to Harris County.
Right.
In Houston, where he's not allowed to have fireworks, they pulled him over. It was a fire marshal, so somebody who's, not got a real job. I'm sorry. I mean,
his job is apparently to sit there and watch people leave the fireworks.
This is not
store.
A real cop, okay? Fire marshals, if they were doing their legitimate job, should be out there investigating whether or not somebody has, committed arson.
Well, right,
that's
yeah,
what they
that
should
would
be
fine.
Doing. Chasing down teenagers that bought legal fireworks and were taking them to their residence for legal use, and then catching them in a one little bit of road there. This trip was only a few miles.
Right.
I mean, he didn't go through the full town of Houston or anything. This is an instance where, they're taking the letter of the law over the spirit of the law.
Well, it just the spirit of the law is crap anyway, because the spirit of the law says that people should be ticketed for having fireworks. I mean, it's absurd. And it shows the absurdity of the idea of these laws in that on one plot of land, he was fully legal with his car driving the fireworks around, fully legal. Then he crosses an imaginary line, which is a political designation. Someone has said,
this is part of Houston.
This is our turf.
And then once he crossed that line, then all of a sudden he became a criminal. From one moment to the next, he became a criminal who was transporting contraband.
It's absolutely insane.
Whereas if he'd gone around, if he'd known about this particular political designation and driven around.
And known about the law, who knows that he does.
If he'd driven around, then he would not have been a criminal. So because he crossed an imaginary line, he became criminal, which is the same sort of mentality that says that there are illegal aliens. Because some people crossed an imaginary line in the sand, and as a result of that, other people consider them criminals. Now, I'm sorry, you are not a criminal in my mind unless you do something to harm another human being or their property. This young man did not do either of those things.
He says, it's ridiculous.
He's right.
I feel I haven't done anything wrong, but here I am with a $500 to $2,000 fine.
Oh, my gosh.
It's incredible. As Americans prepare to celebrate the nation's independence this weekend, Jenna Heimer's tale highlights the sometimes confusing laws surrounding the sale, use, and transport of fireworks in the Houston area. And it's around the nation.
Mm.
City officials have issued more than 1,200 fireworks-related criminal citations since 1997.
Oh, since 97. Okay.
I guess these numbers are still $500 to $2,000.
Yeah,
I don't know.
That's a cool $600,000 at least if they went easy on people and did the $500 instead of $2,000. It could be four times that much.
We're just enraged because we feel it's as close to entrapment as you can get. Says Jenheimer's mother, Missy. He's a good kid. He's
but
never had a violation
we'll
or citation
anyway.
In his life. Yep. He was just trying to have fun on the 4th of July. On
hey,
Tuesday,
wait a minute. Hold on a second here. This kid's how old? 16?
17.
17? Now, the legal age is, what, 18 in most places as far as the law is concerned, as far as consenting and contracting and things like that? What would happen if this kid didn't pay the $500 fine? Would they take him to juvie?
I'm sure.
I mean, I understand that an adult would end up going to a jail cell, but I wonder what would happen with a kid.
A citation is an arrest, and I suspect that that's what, you'd be dealing with.
Can you imagine that? Putting somebody in jail?
Yes, I can totally imagine
over
them doing
this? I mean, and the fact that they didn't put him in jail was just another arbitrary decision on their part. They could easily have made the law to that it's an arrestable offense. And I know you said it's an arrest when they write a ticket, but when I think arrest, I mean, like,
misdemeanor,
they
felony.
Take your freedom to move. So they could have done that, but they just arbitrarily chose not to. Instead, they figured they'd slap people with fines because it's easier to get money out of people when they're out working.
That's
right?
Really what they want.
Yeah.
They want the money, especially
right.
in this instance.
Because it sure as hell isn't about safety. I mean, what would the bureaucrat spokesbureaucrat say if we had him on the phone? What would their excuse be on this one?
I can't imagine.
It's just nonsense.
It's the law. That's what they say.
Yep.
You know, it's
if you
my
don't
job.
Like it, you should change it.
It's my it's my fire marshal's job to enforce the law. That's the law. If you don't like it, it's a legislative issue. You should be taking up at the legislature. You should talk to your Congress critter and get them to change it, because until then we are tasked with the job of enforcing the law.
Now, you know what would be fun?
I'm just following orders.
What would be fun in a case like that? And from what I understand, there are towns in New Hampshire that do have local ordinances in regards to fireworks. So I do believe there are some places in New Hampshire where they are restricted to some extent. I don't know what they are. I don't know where, but I do know that's the case. So whether it be in New Hampshire or where you are, if there are similar regulations, an idea for civil disobedience in this case might be to get some fireworks aficionados together and gather out in front of City Hall or the
police
station.
Put on a show
station.
For everybody.
Yeah, the police station, have a little illegal fireworks show. Make sure you pick up your mess afterwards. You don't want to be accused of littering or anything like that. But then, if they start handing out fines to people, then you have a bunch of fireworks aficionados just not paying the fine. And then what are they going to do? Are they going to start rounding up fireworks fans and putting
them
in prison cells? Well, again, Mark, then we come to the question of how illegitimate do they want to be perceived as? Because the government's perception of legitimacy is so, so important to them. I mean, that is why they have the court system, right? That's why they have this this apparatus, I guess is the word I'm looking for. They have this apparatus that's out there to make them look as though they're something different from a common gang of criminals. And so they can't really be too violent, otherwise they'll be seen as no different from the more illegitimate governments around the world, like, Iran or China or whatever.
Whichever government's out of favor right now.
Yeah, they're very concerned about their appearances. I mean, these are, at their heart, politicians. Whether they be the bureaucrats or not, they are very political animals. And so rounding up a whole bunch of people is much less politically tenable than just snatching a kid off the streets in the, you know, the middle of the night when he's trying to drive home with some fireworks in his trunk. So
yeah, in that case, they just want the money.
That's true. And in the case of mass civil disobedience, they would be not getting their money in a very major fashion, and I think it'd be very interesting to see what their response would be. But then again, finding, you know, 5 to 10 fireworks fans that would be willing to put their butts on the line like that where you are, probably not very likely.
Not always easy.
Still a good idea, though, and it's possible. You can find these people. They are out there. And maybe the more we do Free Talk Live and the more stations we get on, the more this kind of movement can grow.
You know, I'd like to see something like that.
Anything can happen. That much is for sure. 800-259-9231 is the number. Vince is on the line in Indy. You're on Free Talk Live, Vince. Vince?
Perfect. Hello, Vince. Mark, Ian.
Hey, sir, what's on your mind?
Hey, not much. I wanted to tell you something. I did a little research today.
Yes.
And this is kind of sad. I mean, but I was affected by an uninsured driver a couple years ago myself.
Mm.
And let me tell you, I had all the coverages and all that. But I was looking up for all the states. And New Hampshire's up there a little bit with, I think they said 14% uninsured drivers. And then I noticed Vermont and Maine had 4 and 6%.
Four and six.
Now, Vermont and Maine have some very tough standards.
Yeah, well, you can actually drive with no insurance here. I don't know where you're going, but hang on, Vince. We'll bring you back. More coming up. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600, WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light, self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements, purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrates, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, customers. We offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and one KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hemp, the superfood for you and your family. Hemp has nutritional values that far exceed any known plant. Hemp, used for food, clothing, and shelter since time began. Hemp, this God-given food source is controlled by your government, making it not legal to grow for American people and farmers, but legal to import. Our founding fathers grew hemp because they knew of the benefits it offered. The protein powder, seeds, and oil are available through hempusa.org. Recommended daily intake of this food source will allow the body to heal itself from many ailments. Loaded with potassium, magnesium, calcium, essential fatty acids, amino acids, and nutrients not available in other plants. Hemp can be stored with a long shelf life as a life-sustaining food source for you and your family. Could this be the government's best-kept secret? Call today at 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Learn. Help. Shop at hempusa.org. We do not charge for shipping. That's 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up anything via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. That's 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, and if you want to enjoy those, just head over to freetalklive.com. Some of those features include the promotion page. You can go to promote.freetalklive.com and learn about different ways that you can help promote Free Talk Live. One of those ways is by voting for the show, which would make a real big difference for us if you went and voted at vote.freetalklive.com. Takes less than a minute and helps us in our podcast rankings. And being number one in the podcast rankings means more new listeners, and advertisers are impressed by that. And so it's very important to us. So please vote at vote.freetalklive.com. Also, if you want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers, well, you should visit innerknobs.com. They offer a wide variety of knobs and pulls for every taste and budget. Save 10% on your order by using the code FTL at checkout. That's internobs.com, internobs.com, or see their banner on our website at freetalklive.com.
You know, they have everything from the lowest end to the highest end, and you can save money on them. Their wholesale prices.
All right, toll-free number for you, 800-259-9231. Vince is on the line in Indy. You were talking about how you're doing a little bit of research. You found out that in Vermont and Maine, compared to New Hampshire, there's significantly less people driving without car insurance.
There are fewer people.
Fewer people. And what was your point that you wanted to make on that, Vince?
Well, my point that I'm trying to make on that is that you're paying for somebody else's actions in your car insurance cost. That's number one. Because I looked up the assigned risk programs here in Indiana and New Hampshire, and they're virtually the same. But and the assigned risk programs are from medical
to.
Let me explain something here. There was a gentleman quite a few years ago, I think it was in Nashua, New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
He drove and didn't take his medication for his epilepsy.
Uh-oh.
He passed out. That car, he gunned the car close to 70 miles an hour, and he ramrodded somebody right in the back.
Mm-hmm.
And it ended up killing the occupants in the car ahead of him.
Okay.
But they wanted to charge him with a crime of murder, but they couldn't because of the Americans with Disabilities Act, because it's not a crime to fail to take your medicine.
No, of course not. There was no, I mean, certainly he didn't intend to murder anybody.
Yeah, well, it seems like there's some kind of negligence there. He certainly should be liable for all kinds of, not fines, but,
you didn't have any insurance either, so.
As far as I'm concerned, every penny he's got should go to that family that victim.
But the guy was basically judgment proof, and then they had a similar one out in Kansas where the guy passed out and ran through a park and killed this woman with her two kids.
Mm. Wow.
And, we don't, And the same thing, the guy, they wanted to charge him with vehicular homicide, but they couldn't because it's not against the law, it's not a crime to have an accident, and it's also not a crime to failure to take your medicine. But I'm really kind of concerned with these. See, this is, they explain how it's done. It's done by pools, and they pass these costs on to people like you who maintain the coverages and the umbrella coverages. And
well, that's the way they do business, you know. I mean, that's what you understand, that you are paying for other people's mistakes when you buy insurance. But
so
I can tell you,
covered when you have an accident.
Yeah, I can tell you that when I moved here from Florida, my insurance went down. So there's,
oh, yeah, because of the density. My insurance.
None of people.
I mean, now.
I figured it was the regulations. I figured it was the regulatory climate. I'm guessing that Florida probably has more regulations on their insurance companies down there than New Hampshire does, because, I mean, there's not even a requirement to be insured here in New Hampshire. And I think that results in savings being passed on to the customers. But I'm no expert.
Yeah,
so.
New Hampshire is one of 18 states that doesn't require insurance.
There are 18 of them? I didn't realize there were that many. That's amazing.
Oh, yeah. There's Idaho. Oregon.
That's good, because I'm concerned that I'm not going to be able to have insurance here in another couple months, because my driver's registration is going to run out and my license is going to expire, and I'm concerned the insurance company isn't going to want to insure me anymore. Not that I'm more of a dangerous driver because of any of that. I've been a good customer of theirs for a long time. I'm going to call them tomorrow and ask them some questions about that. And Vince, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it as always.
Not that a law in order to have insurance actually causes people to have insurance. I got hit by an uninsured driver in Florida.
Well, now, he did say that, Mark, in Vermont compared to here, it's like 4% versus 14% that don't have it. So.
Yeah, well, I'm sure that it has an effect on the numbers.
Okay, well, you said it didn't cause anybody to do anything different.
I said that it didn't cause people not to have insurance. Some people still don't have insurance.
True, it doesn't work 100% of the time. There's no doubt about that. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line, but amazingly enough, we're all okay here in New Hampshire where there is no requirement.
I make sure I have uninsured driver insurance.
Sure, and the insurance here is cheaper than it is down in Florida. I don't know about the other states. I'm
a
not
lot
sure about
cheaper.
That. But, yeah,
it's incredible, the difference.
Yeah, I whacked $100 a year off the
insurance. I was more like, I think it took $600 a year off
no
mine.
No kidding.
It was incredible.
It was a half a year, so it was probably $200 for the whole year. But maybe you've got just more coverage than I do or something, or worse driving record. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't trust those people out there on the road.
All righty. So 800-259-9231. Let's jump into the email box here, Mark. You've got one about traffic fine hell, since we're talking driving.
Yep. This one's from Jet. Hi, guys. I got a speeding ticket in April. Paid it the last day, $144. Clerk didn't update the computer for 2 days, which made my fine late.
Jeez.
So here we go.
Well, you know what happens when this... let me see. Prediction here. I've not read the email, so a few days late, warrant issued, and arrested.
I don't know. Automagically, a late fee of $52 and my license was suspended. Mandatory arrest on suspension.
Oh, boy.
Complained, but got...
Oh, so he found out about it.
Yeah.
Well, that's good, because normally when we hear these stories, people find out when they get pulled over.
Got a piece of paper, probably.
I see.
Mandatory.
How nice of them to send that piece of paper.
He complained, but got a write your rep response. Got it all paid. By
right, because writing the representatives is going to speed up the bureaucrats. Writing the representatives is going to make the bureaucrats more efficient and make them more likely to record things on time. What?
Yeah. Dumb.
It's just passing the buck, as always.
Let's see. Got it all paid via some miscellaneous outside card service for $6.95, owned by somebody's brother, no doubt. 6 hours of phone work, so apparently to do it with a credit card, it costs an additional $7.
Oh, yeah, because the government people won't just comp you on that. When you go into a store and you buy something, they include the credit card fee in the cost of the purchase, and the government doesn't play that way. They just
there are stores out there that will charge you extra for using a credit card.
Very, very seldom.
It's up to them.
Right. Very seldom that happens. Generally in the marketplace.
Generally, in order to compete in the marketplace, they need to comp those services.
Right.
Right. But there's no competition for the gang.
Yep.
6 hours of phone work, and $203 later, the gang said I was legal again. Have a nice day.
Oh, so
basically, if you pay them off, you're good to go, as though nothing ever happened. Give us the money, no problem. Yep. License reactivated, otherwise jail and a lot more money. Isn't that like the schoolyard where the bullying gang lets you go if you give them a dollar?
That is exactly
the bridge troll.
That's what these people are. They're big bullies. They're bullies that have never grown up. And that's why I think that when we're talking about these issues publicly, it's important to take the voluntarist position and to say, you know, if someone calls you a radical, you can come back with like, well, wait a minute. All I'm advocating is that people interact voluntarily. What's so radical about that?
Yeah.
I'm advocating they stop being
peace
bullies.
And peace and personal responsibility,
right.
Nonviolence, non-initiation of force.
Let's have a peaceful playground here, okay, instead of these people pushing other people around. Start acting like adults, you government bureaucrats.
Yep. Well, they say it's their turf, just like the bully.
Yeah, you're right. Exactly.
If you pay them off, you can go free. Obviously, there was no real problem to begin with.
Free to pay another day.
Yeah. There was no problem, or I would have gone to jail first. It's just another extortion racket. In this case, yep. It was extortion for them being late, not him. If the government is the will of the people, then who is demanding to be heavily fined or committed?
I love that point. I've never heard it before, and I think it's brilliant. Who would demand this kind of service?
This is not the will of the people.
Right. It's the will of the bureaucrats.
It's the will of the bureaucracy.
Will of those who want power over others. The will of the bullies.
Yeah, and I think I love the bridge troll thing in here, too.
That's like saying that the victims of the bully were just always asking for it, that they were demanding it. Like that your little kid that got beaten up in the schoolyard, well, he was asking to be beaten up because he wore those ugly shorts.
Yeah, it was our schoolyard.
Yeah.
He
came
if you
here.
Don't like it, why? What are you doing in the schoolyard?
All right. Is that it from Jet?
Yeah, that's it from
Good
Jet.
Email.
I do like that email.
The toll-free number here is 800-259-9231. Coming up, your calls. We'll talk to Dave and Matt, both on the lines. Plus, lady listeners come first. If you dial in, ladies, 800-259-9231. And since we're talking about the bullies, let's talk about what happens when the bullies allow you to play games. Because sometimes the bullies want you to think that, you know, the things are free and you've got a nice life and you can, you know, spend some money on some things, some luxuries like lottery tickets. What happens when bullies run the lottery, when they run numbers? We'll tell you about it here in moments. Hour 3 is coming up. It's Free Talk Live. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. InterKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all InterKnobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at InterKnobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNLive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNLive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNLive.com.
Hi.